AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine, presents our daily coverage from On Location in Lakeland, Florida for Sun and Fun 2008. Brought to you by XMWX Weather and the Bose Aviation Headset 10. The Dominican Republic is opening its doors to general aviation, and a large delegation of officials was at Sun and Fun to get the word out. AvWeb's Russ Niles spoke to Secretary of State Jose Tomas Garcia.
Dominican Republic has done something that virtually no other country in the world has done. They've created a zero-fee structure for private aircraft.
You know, Dominican Republic is mainly a tourist place for the world. We are now trying to attract this market, which is private aviation. We know the potential of private aviation for tourism. We got a great facility, hotel, resorts, 8 international airports, 14 aerodromes. We have everything for create a good condition for private pilot to go to Dominican Republic as a tourist. That's the main reason. We receive every year 5 million tourists from everywhere, especially from the U.S. Almost 1 million U.S. Citizens go to the Dominican Republic. We think that the private aviation could be very important for complementing our tourism offered.
What aircraft qualify for that, for the no fee?
Every aircraft below 30,000 pounds and 12 passengers.
And this applies to landing fees? There's no air traffic control, nothing like that?
No
air traffic control fees?
Especially government fees. Some airport ask for landing fee, but we have an airport, international airport, like Cibao International Airport, where they liberalize all the fee. So you can go to Dominican Republic by Cibao International Airport, you don't have to pay anything for landing, parking, nothing.
Customs,
you don't have to pay nothing. So Cibao International Airport could be a good entrance to Dominican Republic.
What's the reaction? Have you just announced it, or have you seen an increase in traffic already?
It was really recent. It was 2 weeks ago. We have a good reaction from private pilots from different parts of the U.S. and Canada.
Dominican Republic Secretary of State Jose Tomas Garcia. Our daily audio coverage from Sun and Fun 2008 is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the 7th consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2007 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at bose.com/headset. Also brought to you by XMWX.
XMWX satellite weather has quickly become the leading way to fly for pilots across the country. With flexible display solutions from aviation's biggest names, Datalink Weather from XMWX has been embraced by pilots and the industry alike. It's simply the best way to soar with confidence, in flight and every flight.
For more in-depth coverage of Sun and Fun and breaking general aviation news, log on to www.avweb.com. For AvWeb Audio, Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.